'Twas a balmy summer evening, and a friendly crowd was there that nearly filled the bar room on the corner of the square. And as songs and timely stories poured through the open door, a vagabond crept slowly in and leaned on the floor. Where did it come from? And someone quit, the wind has blown it in. Does it want but some free warmth from whiskey, rum, or gin? Is he riding the poor wretch, took with stoic cool good grace? In fact, he faintly smiled as though he'd found the proper place. A response was due, and all eyes were fixed upon that beggar's face. And much to their surprise, he put them right into their place. Give me a drink, yes, that's what I want, I'm out of fun, you know. But I have cash to treat the gang, this hand is never slow. Hey, I know there's kindly hearts among so good a crowd. To be in such good company would make my mother proud. Ah, there, that breaks me nicely, and God bless you one and all. Next time I pass this good saloon, I'll make another call. Hey, give me another whiskey, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you here the story about my rendezvous with Rue. That I was ever a decent man, not one of you would think. But I was some 4 or 5 years back, say. Just then I met an evil woman who said the story hence. Emotions that petrified my brain and smothered my good sense. Her scheming fingers gently pried my heart loose from my chest, money from my wallet, and, well, you see here the rest. I took her to the mall one day in autumny November. We ran across a friend of mine whom I could barely remember. She critically admired him, and not to my surprise, said that she'd like to know the guy who wore such expensive ties. Didn't take very long for her, and before the month had flown, I was an empty till for her, broke and now alone. Now if you give me one more drink, just one, then I'll be glad to draw right here on the wooden floor the girl who drove me mad. Give me that piece of chalk with which you mark your P's and Q's. You'll see the tempting female's form for which I'm paying my dues. With empty drink and chalk in hand, the vagabond began to draw right there on the wooden floor the girl who drove him mad. And as he placed the last fine line upon the virgin form, he went screaming like a lunatic and ran right out the door. Disappeared into the morn, was heard and seen no more. We closed the house, swept up a bit, and headed out at 3, and found a piece of chalk and wondered for a moment who the next vagabond could be, you or me. Could it be? We will see.